Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need your questions answered? Need advice? Then look no further. She's your hostess with the mostest, the dean of not being mean, Lacey. I'm the dude that chimes in every sometimes now and then and make jokes at inappropriate times. Your king, their king, the king of comedy, Dakota. And this is the special kind of Friday edition of Ask Me Advice. So happy TGIF, everybody. Lacey, welcome to your own show.
You know, it's fun sometimes just letting someone take over, isn't it?
Awesome, right? Like, I spent all day on this, so let's do this. It took me like 3 hours to write earlier. I was really stoned. I mean, I wasn't really stoned. Can I talk about being stoned on the show?
Sure. We're honest here. We're honest people.
Oh, in that case, I'm really stoned right now too, guys, so let's just go with this.
If you can't tell.
Right, if
he
you
is,
can't
I'm
tell.
But anyway.
But anyways, happy TGIF, which still should be a thing, guys. I mean, what the hell?
We're
like,
getting old.
I remember back in... Yeah, I know. I remember back in my day, you know, we had Steve Urkel, Step by Step, and all those other shows.
Step by Step. Okay.
Step by Step. Damn it. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. Thank you. I'm going to be smoking a bowl there and be like, Step by Step, day by day. Something.
And he ruined it, you guys.
I did, too.
Anyways, he has done some research today, which is fascinating since he's been so high. I'm surprised he knew how to write. But
that is just very true.
He can do
very
two
true
things at once. So what'd you find out? What'd you got?
What, for some random news? Well, let's see here. Well, this topic really hits close to home for us, and I've covered it a little bit on another show a while back, got Shane's opinion on it. What do you think of this person going around leaving money with Karis, what the fuck it's called on it, the ODing people?
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, a lot of people have their opinions, and they don't believe that it could be passed by money. But, however, we have had two kids in Camden that have picked it up.
It's being passed because, through sweat and shit like that, it's how it's happening. Like, water hits it or sweat hits it. It gets into their pores.
Yeah.
It's kind of like doing acid.
You there?
So...
He zoned out a little
bit. I had somebody write in saying that they can't hear the show going down, that it started but didn't. Let's see here. Well, we're live, people, so if you're having issues, it's on your end. But,
sorry,
I think it's crazy that I think it's crazy that somebody's going around doing that. Like, who has the resources for that? And then
I heard that an infant OD
the other day from it, and 6 people got arrested. So maybe this would be the end of it.
Maybe. People are like, why would they waste fentanyl? Why would they waste their drugs and stuff like this to do things like that? That's the reason why they don't think it's accurate or true. But we've been going through some trainings lately in our community, and one of the things is, you know, it's easier to do this for a gang initiation than it is to walk up and somebody shoot somebody. You know, they're kind of wondering if it's not gang related, stretching out for
like
a gang
initiation. This is the redneck mafia doing this shit?
I don't know. You know, it's just right now, I think everybody is open to a lot of different questions of why it is. And, you know, more sense to me if it was something random like that, because then you had to go
gang-related shit to get in. They do stupid shit and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like so I can
Memphis
see it being
is really
that,
bad right now, dropping, like, rocks and stuff from the bridges, you know, to hit cars, or shooting people from bridges at nighttime for gang initiation, or... Yeah,
they do a lot of stupid shit.
They do a lot of different random things, and it's stretching out. Jackson's really bad now. Memphis has moved over into it. Nashville's getting rough again and stretching out again. And we've had stupid stuff happen in Camden before, like the Mountain Dew and oil and all that, where they mixed it and drank it as a shot.
Explain that one to me. I didn't – what is this?
Yeah, we've talked about it on one of our shows before.
Did we?
Yeah.
I got to lay off the pot a little bit then, guys.
Yeah, that was back a few years ago where kids were mixing like stuff like that and taking shots of it.
Oh yes, I remember. It was one of those stupid challenges things, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of those challenging things, and it would literally shut down their kidneys. Like three or four people would, teenagers were in Vanderbilt and stuff like that after it happened, and they. Two of them had lived from it. One had died. And then there's no telling how many other ones that had damage and stuff like that, but they lived. But it's just stupid crap like that, you know. Maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
All I know is that it really did happen to two kids in a parking lot. They picked some money up, and they ended up in the hospital. It was damp outside. It was raining. And they said that it went from skin, you know, whatever it was.
And one was a Sonic employee.
Yeah.
That it happened to.
That was the
and
older
then,
person.
Yeah. And then it happened to somebody at a truck stop, or I believe, or something like that. So, I mean,
the truck stop was a person had given out, he thought a homeless person, water and some food. And the person reached into the vehicle to, like, shake his hand, and the guy said, that's not necessary. But he then reached over and shook his hand, which transferred. But that person was arrested.
Oh, so that was a separate case of
separate
it. I had nothing to
case.
Do with. That's crazy, because that was the first one I heard about. And then I started hearing about all these other ones that was happening. So do you think these other ones could maybe be a copycat of that one? You know, like they heard about that and they're like, well, that's a
could
good idea.
Been.
Let's do that.
It could be,
I mean,
and it could be
that's crazy.
With somebody trying to be initiated. You know, that's their argument right now is that is this something where they're all trying, you know, who knows? I don't. All I know
that's
is that
crazy.
It's not a safe world out there. I don't know how exactly everything works. I'm not here to tell you false news or anything like that. I do know that people truly don't believe it, and there's others that highly are afraid of it and won't go outside. But it's just to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm not afraid of it enough not to go outside, but I am going to be, you know, aware of my surroundings. I'm not going to be just picking up random things off the ground, you know, shit like that.
Yeah. I'm there with you a lot because I'm one of those like, ooh, a penny, you know, and I pick it up, and I'm like, oh, it's my lucky day, you know, and then I'll, but, you know, I'm
but
not going to be like that
anymore.
Now I'm going to be like, maybe I should grab my gloves to get this penny, you know.
Right, there you go. If you guys are going to pick up money in this town right now, guys, use gloves, be cautious, you know, shit like that. Well, I'll move into some funnier random news. So I believe this was in China. I could be wrong. It's somewhere over in that area. Teens avoid getting stuck in jail for over $30,000 worth of for a $30,000 chewing gum heist. So what they did was they robbed a truck that was hauling a bunch of gum, I guess, while the driver was asleep in the front seat and got $30,000 worth of chewing gum. So what do you think of the Juicy Fruit Bandits? That's what I was calling them. I think that's a good name for them.
What the hell are you going to do with all that Juicy Fruit? You can at least donate some. I mean, this girl over here be poor. I need some Juicy
Fruit.
Well,
see, that's the thing. It wasn't just Juicy Fruit. I don't know if they just got one kind of, you know, like certain kind or, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't just like a $30,000 worth of Juicy Fruit, do you think? I mean, I'm sure there was probably some like, or mint fresh or whatever the hell up in there, and some cinnamon
or
something.
I don't know what it is, what all of it is exactly. I mean, I'm not picky, though. You have to take whatever, you know. I'm good with spare mint.
But that's just crazy How out of it does the driver have to be passed out in the front seat while they're being robbed? Like
not like they took like two packs out of the front seat. They took how much money worth?
They took $30,000 worth of gum. So that means they had to take like the whole truck.
Somebody been smoking what you've been smoking today, and they smoked it longer.
Or hear me out on this. The company was up to no good, and there wasn't really gum in the boxes. It was like $30,000 worth of like guns or something. Because who the hell steals $30,000 worth of gum? Like, how's that even?
I don't know.
The opportunity
running a
comes up
or
like,
yeah.
Like, what do you do with all that gum? Like, how do you haul all that? You have to have a truck to haul it off, unless they made multiple trips.
This person passed out for them to do multiple trips.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
They had like your homies pull up. Yo, Victor, pull up real quick, bro. Throw this in your trunk. I don't freaking know. That's crazy. I mean, I wouldn't know. Let's see. What else do I got here? Moving on along. In California right now, there is a strange underground economy for tree poaching, and for some reason they're cutting down and poaching redwood trees. I don't know what it's about, but there's some kind of underground shit going on with it, which I don't think is good because, you know, we need trees.
Why? Is that tree, like, does it bring a lot of money, or is it got a lot of resource with it, or is there something special about that tree?
I'm guessing. I didn't do that much research, but I'm going to guess and say yeah to all those.
and how far do you think you're going to get with a tree that you're not supposed to have? Like, it's not easy to, like, you know, put it in your pocket or something. It's a freaking tree. Like... Do you think you weren't going to get caught with it? Like, I don't... Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I saved the best for last. And I saved the best one for last because I gave you... When I first found these, I sent you a couple of them, you know, gave you an idea about them. But I told you, you know, I had one great one, right? You ready for this?
Yeah.
A man in a wig... was arrested after throwing a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa painting. A pissed off dude at some chick in a wheelchair throws a piece of cake at the painting. And that's a...
Why the painting and not the girl that pissed you off?
Here's the question.
At least
you
would have gone to jail for throwing the cake in the girl's face. Like, the Mona Lisa's like priceless.
Right, but I'm more curious about the wig. Like, what's up with the wig? Like, did he buy the wig there? Did he come in with the wig? Did
he
like
away with it?
Did he get mad and then like go and get a wig and act like it was on the skies or something? And then
that's what it sounds
like. You
know,
throw the cake or like where was he going with this, man?
Sounds like to me just from hearing the story that this girl made him mad and so he went and got a wig and went in the skies and. Snuck up on her, and instead of throwing the cake at her, he threw it at the Mona Lisa like an idiot.
Well, maybe he was all like, next time it'll be you, lady.
And for everything because of the Mona Lisa, but...
Well, the bad thing is, the painting, from what I read, is behind a, like, glass cover thing where you can't touch it and stuff, like a case.
Yeah.
So, really, all he did was throw cake at a case.
Yeah.
All they got to do is take a, you know, like a paper towel and wipe it off.
They still take that seriously,
I mean,
though, like you actually attempted to get to the thing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I see him doing a little gel time over there.
Yeah.
He probably
like,
shoves
this,
a few breadsticks up his
thing,
ass
but like, what are you in jail for?
Yeah, right.
I threw cake at the police. Isn't it behind some glass? Yeah.
I can see it now. Bonjour. I was upset at this lady, and I threw some cake, at the Mona Lisa.
Be like, was the Mona Lisa her favorite painting? Like, I don't understand what Mona Lisa did to you. Like,
she was always frowning. Bonjour. I just don't like her. Vinci, you know, he sucks. I don't know why this is going to be a little Italian. I found a little racist now. Yeah, I need to stop.
Oy vey. Anyways.
Oy.
Oh, goodness. Well, we had some questions on the page that on Ask Me Levi, some that we're going to bring up. And it's summertime, so most of it's like the summertime blues and like how you get over things like that. And it's seasonal. You know, they say in the summer we have more crime. It's the truth. We do. In the summertime, they researched it enough to know that in the summertime the rates for crime, they go up with the heat, and then as winter comes on, that's when you have most of your mental health and mental health breakdowns and stuff like that. It's in the holidays on that side where it gets colder and it's dark outside and it looks blah. So during the summertime you have seasonal stuff too, and apparently a lot of people have reported that they've been going through a lot of trouble at home with family members being involved in, like, little petty crimes and stuff like that, not throwing pie against the Mona Lisa or nothing. But
hey, it was cake.
It was cake. Cake. There's
and I'm
difference.
Not going to lie. As a fat man, I'm a little disappointed that somebody's wasting cake throwing it like that. I mean, come on. Waste something nobody likes to eat, you know, like asparagus or some shit, you know, or a cucumber or some shit, man. Come on, don't waste
Let's
cake.
Just take it back. Anyway. Anyway.
Asshole. Hope they fucking beat you with your wig.
Yeah. But, you know, just simple stuff. One was like they got in an argument and someone stole their family member's car. Another one was, this one cracked me up, is that 4th of July, they were having an argument, and the guy turns the fireworks on his buddy in the front yard, starts shooting him with the fireworks.
Oh, he shot him at it? For real?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And the question that was come from this dude was, should I forgive him for shooting me with fireworks? And the first thing I said, you know, not being humorous, not being funny, was, what did you say for him to shoot you with fireworks? I mean, you know. To which, you know, he goes into detail about
he was
mouth and his mother and his sister, and it's like, you know, why would you badmouth a man's mother, his woman, and his sister
He threw out mama jokes? He threw out your mama jokes at him? Ooh, yeah, he gets all the right to get shot with some fireworks.
Yeah,
as a professional comedian,
like,
which everybody knows
so
I am,
what in your right
a very
mind
professional
made
comedian.
You think, this isn't going to go
exactly.
bad. I'm just gonna lash out at your mama, your woman, and your sister, and you're not gonna turn the fireworks on.
No, it's cool to say something about the sister and the woman, whatever, right? But you leave the mama out.
Not when there's a lit firework in your hand.
Yeah, but come on, man. You know it's the your mama one that threw him over the line. You know he's over there lighting it, and shit's going boom in the sky, and Drunken Joe standing next to him like, I'm banging your sister, and he's like, whatever, broski. And he's like, I kicked your dog. And he's like, whatever, dude. And he's like, F your mama. And he's like, motherfucker. And shot him with a firecracker.
So, but I mean, my advice for that situation is think before of the situation that you're in before you actually give the joke that you're about to administer. I mean, just think about the crowd that you're trying to make laugh, okay? And if you don't think they're going to laugh in that situation with a lit firework, don't do it. Okay, that's my advice. But another one was, it was more serious. That one was funny, but she was talking about how she walked in on her partner of 15 years who was sleeping with her sister-in-law.
Ooh.
Bless it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And her,
wait,
her question was...
explain that one to me. Sister-in-law, I'm hoping it's her brother's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking like some kind of incest shit? Because sister-in-law can go both ways there.
Yeah, it could. Didn't ask. I don't know why I didn't think about it like that. I was trying to be, you know, unbiased and going about this.
Because if it's the brother's wife, that's a double twofer, you know what I mean? That's like a
her person and them were not brother and sister, so it had to be. Yeah. Anyway, it was not incest. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, her question was, the family doesn't know why they broke up. They just kind of broke up and kind of put things their separate ways. And she was wondering if she should reach out and let them know why that they did, or she just should let it be. The only, thinking on this, is the only thing is, what about that girl's, you know, I guess it's your, now Dakota's got me confused, but I guess that would make it your brother's, your wife. Wouldn't
your
you want to tell
your wife, brother's
walking
cousin
on them too and find out and be all heartbroken? Like, I would at least tell him, you know, in private, you know. I would at least tell him. I mean, it's not really everybody else's business if you don't want them to have, you know, to know all about that. I understand that. But I would reach out to my brother to let him know that his woman has been with somebody else and he walked in on him and that someone else was your spouse. But, you know, if it's just too uncomfortable for you, and, I mean, do what's best for you, but especially if you and your brother are close, I would let him know that his woman was my spouse.
Oh, you have to let him know. Like, I mean,
yeah,
he's going to figure it out when he's like, why did you guys split up?
Figure it out one way or another,
like,
and then
well,
he's going to be like, you knew the time and you didn't tell me.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's one of those things, as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, I got to make a phone call. Hey, broski, this is the most awkward thing I got to say, but...
I've had a few beers before I called.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't have any advice for that. I don't even know what to say to that one. just don't do it. That's my advice.
Oh, that for them, completely don't do it. But for her that was in the situation, she didn't have a choice. She walked in and there it was.
For that one, leave, dude.
Tell your brother.
Don't look back.
Girl,
you and your brother go out and get an ice cream cone. Leave dude and chick and don't look back. In fact, leave the house, burn it down, let's walk away.
I don't even know if I could sleep in the same bed knowing that.
I don't see that. And leave the bed. Definitely burn the bed and walk away. The world's getting crazy out there.
Getting insane. Enough for me to have to reread that 5 times to make sure that there wasn't incest, and I missed that. oh, man. I don't need to talk to Dakota before I give advice. Anyway. oh, my. Anywho. Another one, it's kind of a lot question. They're getting ready to make some decisions on their life, looking at college decisions, and her mother wants her to go and do something where she makes a lot of money, and her passion is more towards art, and, you know, that's just her passion, and her advice is, what should I do? And one thing is, your mom's not going to be the one that lives your life. No one's going to be the one that lives your life. You're going to be the one that lives your life. And if you're doing something that you hate every day just for the money, it's not going to be worth it because you're going to be miserable. And in the long run, you're going to quit and you're not going to work in that job anyway. You're going to end up doing something just random. And never have, you always have the question in the back of your mind of what if? What if I'd have done this? What if I'd done that? Go after your dreams. You know, with the world the way that it is right now, go after your dreams, because you don't want to sit back and think 10 years later, what ifs anymore. Like, it's not worth it. Just go ahead and do it. And if it doesn't work out, you have time to change and do something else. Lord knows, you know. That's just my opinion. I mean, why put that stress on yourself later where you don't feel like yourself because you're living somebody else's life? You know, live what you want to do, what you were made to do. There's gifts that I believe that God blesses us with, everybody with. And if we just allow people to tell us that we need to do something else for the money and to survive, you know, that's a difference. Now, I do understand your parents wanting you to have stability and to be taken care of, you know, stuff like that. I understand that. But God will provide. Like, you go after your joy. You go after what you want to do with your life, and you stay with it. That doesn't mean you don't work and you don't do anything or whatever. You work and work towards your goal.
Follow your dreams is all I can say to that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I'm following my dreams of being a comic, and I'm living the life, man. You know, millions of pennies every week, living in my parents' basement, like 17 different flavors of popsicles. I'm living life, yo. Cable. But no, for real, follow your dreams. Don't do nothing, you know, don't stay fussing jobs or anything like that if you don't want to be doing it, shit like that.
I mean, you know, if it's easy to do, too, if it's something that's easy to do, it's not worth it, because if it's something that you love to do, it's going to be work towards it anyway. I mean, for me, example, I'll just say it, like, I've had to work really hard to be where I am right now, but I'm happy about where I am right now. Like, I wouldn't want it to change any other way for me to go towards something that I didn't like.
Right.
I'd have
follow
been a
your
completely
calm.
Different. Yeah. I mean, look at our show and our creative bunch. Like, we got multiple different creative voices here. We have Joe, we got Shane, Art. We got Logan.
Art and
has
drugs.
Loyal.
That man knows everything about anything about drugs.
Yeah, that too, you know. Damn, Dakota.
I mean that in a good way if you're listening, Shane. I like to teach on our shows too. So I always like to have somebody who has knowledge of things that they talk about. I don't want him up there just saying random shit and he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah. And then, like, you have me. I mean, sometimes I have some comedy. Sometimes, you know, I have mental health background.
You're the glue that keeps us all together and keeps us all on track, more or less. You do a lot of behind the scenes stuff too, so don't sell yourself short on anything.
Yeah, well,
you're a big part
of the
team too.
Everybody has their purpose. Everybody has their niche, you know. But you know, if we were different and we did something that we didn't like, it wouldn't go as smoothly. Like if we put Shane in to be in the glue that held things together to stay on track, we wouldn't make it. If we had Dakota just doing like the main advice, you guys would only get humor all the time and you would be doing the wrong things.
Right. Well, not necessarily. I would try to take it more serious.
Yeah.
Me doing
that
it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I take it serious now.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
right. Yeah. I mean, who wants advice from a comic, though? I mean, I understand that one completely.
Well,
a comic's
usually honest, so it's not that bad. It's not too far.
Well, I wouldn't want surgery done on me by a clown, so why would I want advice from a comic?
I don't think he's lying about that, guys. Anyway. But, you know,
that's
everybody
how that
has their own.
Here sometime? At my
yeah,
backwards
no,
surgery in the damn ER hospital?
Oh,
the
go ahead
ER
and do it.
Hallway, man. All right, well, about, what, 3 weeks ago? About 3 weeks ago or so?
Yeah.
I was there. Give or take a day or two.
Yeah, he got his arms sliced open, you guys.
Yeah, I guess a cyst is the best way of saying what it is without trying to get in too much detail.
Abscess.
I went to get one cut open or something, and it didn't have any rooms at the ER, right?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of waiting or taking me, you know, into, like, a little private area, they pull me on a gurney in the hallway. I can look across and see people in their rooms. Like, I'm that close to them, right? Like, I'm 10 feet away from these people, if that. Right by where the ambulance entrance is and everything. And they decided to cut me open. And
drain it
right there. And
then pack boys home.
Yeah, so they did, yeah.
And I also want to address this for advice, too, note to everybody. Listen to your friends when they say to go to the doctor. Don't wait.
Hey, it
don't
took
wait
until
the last
time
where you're in so much
day.
Pain and then
like
you end up being operated on in the middle of the hallway of an ER.
Every time I've ever been in that damn ER, there's always something crazy that happens. I've only ever been there 3 times in my life, right? And all 3 damn times, something crazy's happened. One time I was bit by a spider and I was in there, and a lady got rushed in and was literally in the room across from me, right? And they had my door open. And I was across from, like, where the ambulance entrance is, and there's a room straight across that has these doors that, like, open both ways, like swinging doors, I guess they're called. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yep.
Well, they push her into it. Well, one of the doors, when it swung, it stayed open. And I saw them there trying to save her, and she ended up passing away. And I saw her, like, literally there, and they're trying to save her. And I saw them, you know, like, the looks on their face. They're like, oh, shit, and she was gone, you know. And then I was there one time for my back. And this was back in, I want to say, November, October, something like that, a few months ago, guys. And I'm in there for like 6 hours waiting. At that point, I'm committed. Literally, I was committed and watching the new Footloose movie, so I was like, damn, I get a twofer, you know? But what? but at that point, it was...
Footloose movies, you guys, and it has been out since like 2010. But anyway, go on.
Whatever.
It was new to him.
Three people came in overdosing, two of them died. And then this time they do some kind of backwoods fucking hip surgery on me in a damn hallway.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore. This Camden ER sucks, man.
Hey, you know, they saved your life. Be happy, even though they're a little bit savage, you know. I love it because he says, they packed it. They said they'll let it fall out. No! Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody packs any wounds of yours and they say, it's all right, just let it fall out, they don't know what they say. Don't know. Because then your body will grow around the stuff that they have placed in the pack. Like, anyway.
Yeah, I pulled it out the next day. I was like,
nurse,
fuck that shit.
What they're doing.
Put out like a foot of that motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. But you're going to let it stay in there for a while, my friend.
Right. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. I got us a random ad this week, so, hey, I've done more today than what people think I have.
Do it, ad, my friend.
All right. Well, not all Karens are bad. So go on down to Karen's Bath and Beyond. From candles to bath salts to diapers for the kiddos. Eight different types of lavender scents, from hard lavender to lavender light. Need mom things? Yep, they got them too. So shop Karen's Bath and Beyond. And that's our ad for this week. Damn. I said that with my radio voice too, guys, if you guys didn't get that.
I know. Savage. We usually take the last few minutes to also let you know about our upcoming shows. And to remind you that we have a page, Ask Me Levice. It's on Facebook. If you need to reach out to us and send some questions or need some advice or want to come on the show, you can always call in. And the number to call in is?
The number to call in is 516-387-1831. That is, again, 516-387-1831. We also have a live chat room during the show. So if anybody wants to live chat with us, feel free to. I'm running this board, and I will, try to answer any questions and relay them to Lacey and stuff like that throughout the show. So if anybody does want to write in, just feel free to. Call in, same thing. I'll let you guys on, and you'll be live and ask away. And, we're also going to be doing a show this Tuesday, the Degenerate Duo are reuniting. Me and Shane are like, fuck it, let's do a Degenerate Duo show. It's been a long ass time. And, so we figure we'll do one Tuesday. Shane wants to talk about how he's quit smoking cigarettes now. So,
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, by the way.
I'm proud of him for that, so I decided to be very interesting, and he's been drawing a lot, and shit like that. Oh, yeah, he is our artist of the group, so I give him that, and yeah, it'd be interesting, and then, of course, the stash on Wednesday, you know, the greatest show about weed on the airwaves right now, hosted by the very sexy Tommy Bongs, the okay-looking Danny Tokes, and the Johnny Buds. And it looks like I've had too much Buds tonight because I had to think for a second there on what I was calling him now. But that's about it, man. Like,
we have another Acme Lavash. I don't know when. I think I'm probably
for...
I think on the tenor duo on Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. If you want to be part of that, you know, you're invited. You're the glue on that one too.
I might appear in that one instead of having an Ask Me Lavash show this week, but we will be having one coming up.
I was about to say this.
So if you want to leave your questions,
I was about to say probably not this Monday.
Yeah.
Probably not this Monday, but the following Monday we'll get back on track of doing, you know, the advice show, right? That way,
and
you know, nobody falls asleep right before it.
Our name brand is also going to be turning 3 years old in September. Correct?
Yes, and it's going to be awesome. Roasting the World, yes, guys, turns 3 in September. I'm excited. It's been crazy that it's already been 3 years. We're going to do a cross-episode promotion thing, you know, with everybody that's part of Roasting the World. I'll even try to get Sherry involved in it, you know, get her back on for an episode. I doubt it happens, but, you know, I'll try. She'll hang up on us again or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a can of
worm
for a different day. Yeah, as I said, it is what it is. That's a can of worm for a different day. But with that being said, the most important thing to take away from any of the shows we do is to always roast the world. Why is that?
Because the world needs roasting.
Thank you. I was setting you up for that. I didn't know if you were going to catch on to that or not. It took Shane forever to catch on to
that. I'm always my game, friend.
All right, guys. Till we talk again.
See you later.